The Troy Murphy Show. Driving you home Thursday nights from 6 p.m. on 2SR FM 99.7.
Joining us on the Troy Murphy Show ahead of their big performance coming to the Pavilion Performing Arts Centre in Sutherland are the stars and creators of the breathtaking and amazing show Airplay, all the way from New York, the very talented Seth and Christina. Seth and Christina, welcome.
Hi, good to hear you, Troy.
It's great to be here.
How are you enjoying Australia? Are you liking it down under?
We love Australia. It has the best audiences in the world. Our show is both poetic and really funny. And some places in the world love the poetry, and some places love the comedy, and Australia loves both.
With Airplay, it is an amazing show. Can you tell us what audiences can expect when the stage curtains open this Friday night, March 3rd at 7 p.m?
They can expect to see giant pieces of silk flying over their heads in the theater like kites. They can watch Christine and I get swallowed by giant six-foot balloons. We turn the entire stage into a snow globe using cheap packing peanuts. And we use balloons and glitter to create the entire galaxy. It's a great show for all ages. We have kids as young as 5 and grandparents as old as 100 coming to the show, so bring the whole family.
We worked with a kinetic sculptor, Daniel Wurzel, and his air sculptures are in museums all over the world. And we collaborated with him for 5 years to make new sculptures that are seen nowhere else. So if you come to see the show, you will literally be seeing beautiful objects of art that are performed nowhere else.
Well, let's talk about these sculptures. How did you come up with the idea for Airplay?
We were buskers, street performers, and circus performers looking to make an indoor show. And in 2010, Christina saw a video on Facebook of a circle of fans, simple fans that might use to cool yourself down, but that were keeping two fabrics aloft in the air in a beautiful, poetic way. And that was the first sculpture of Daniel Wurzel's we saw. He lived in Brooklyn. We live in Manhattan. So we reached out to him and said, hey, we'd love to collaborate with you and see if we can put our sense of physical comedy together with your beautiful sculptures and make a show that could tour the world. And Airplay was the result of 5 years of experimentation.
We had no idea if it was really going to work, but it turned out terrifically, and we've now been touring the world for 8 years.
Well, I want to touch on this traveling, but I also, with creating this show, I just want to ask, what's been the most challenging part of creating and performing your show?
The physics. so every as I, it, for the first 100 shows, we're now about around show 400. For the first 100 shows, my heart was palpitating so fast because you can't see air and you don't know if something's going to go wrong. And we had to master the air. So we control each fan individually. Every theater has its own special air currents. The audience itself, because they create heat, changes the air currents as well. And so we're working in this huge world of unpredictability. The audience has no idea. And Seth and I are like mastering the invisible.
Yeah, well, I was going to ask, is that like all you need is an air conditioner just put on high power for it to ruin everything?
You are.
Absolutely.
Yes. And you, even an audience member opening a theater door will suck the fabrics out of the circle. Thank God we're good at the comedy because we'd already been circus clowns and street performers. And like, I didn't worry about the comedy anymore. I could totally trust Seth and myself on that. It was the physics.
And you mentioned, you know, the show is being global. Am I correct that you both met at a circus in Afghanistan, became engaged whilst performing in Scotland, and then married in China? Is that right?
That's right. Absolutely. I went to Afghanistan in 2003 to help establish a circus for kids. And Christina?
I was there with a theater company. Yeah.
And we just have two clowns met in Afghanistan, and the story tells itself.
What makes Airplay unique for your viewing audience? And with all this travel, do you miss home?
We always perform without words because we're interested in taking our work all over the world and being easily available to any kind of audience. And that's been every show we've created without words.
And I would say on average, we're only home for 2 or 3 months out of every year.
Wow.
Except for COVID, in which case we were home.
How did you adapt to COVID? Did you take it online or did you just take a long holiday?
We took a long holiday. We started working on a new show and we got plants for the first time.
Yeah, we can actually keep our plants alive.
Now, what's been the most rewarding part of performing your show?
I have to say, it's the audiences. Like, when you're performing without words, there's a certain kind of magic because the audience is putting their own imagination into the story. And so when we're traveling around the world, we really touch people, even without language. Like, I can feel that we're connecting with the audience, and we meet the audience after the show. It's an amazing thing to connect with other humans without having a language barrier.
One of my favorite parts of the show is both of us are inside giant 6-foot balloons, and I'm inside waiting for my part in the show, and Christina sticks her head out and we have a huge wave of laughter that comes across the stage. That's like one of my favorite moments, just hearing how much people are laughing at my wife.
Said in any other context, you'd probably be sleeping on the couch tonight.
Now, true.
What advice could you give to any aspiring clowns, performers, airbenders? Is that the correct term?
Oh, sure. I would love to be called an airbender.
That's a great term. I'm stealing that.
Yeah.
I would say study hard. Don't be afraid of hard work, but we've encountered problems that we never expected from theater school or from what clowns are supposed to know. We've had to learn electricity all over the world. We've had to learn
budget, accounting,
insurance. You just have to be willing to do it all. Do it all.
I mean, one of the nice things about Airplay is that Christina had a background as a dancer, a ballet dancer, and I had the background as a juggler. And both of us obviously met as clowns. But in Airplay, we were able to harness those early skills we had and take them and develop something new. So whatever young people are learning in the kind of circus world, as many different skills as you can pick up, they'll come to serve you much later. So if you're a juggler, you should also learn to do a backflip. And, you know, if you're a clown, you should also learn to do a handstand.
This show sounds wild, and I can't wait to see it. For more information about Airplay and to get your tickets, head to thepavilionarts.au with shows this Friday, the 3rd of March at 7 p.m. and extra shows on Sunday, the 5th of March at 2 p.m. and 5 p.m. That's thepavilionarts.au. Seth and Christina, thank you so much for coming on the show, and I can't wait to see the show this weekend.
Well, we'll see you there.
Thank you so much.
Have a great one.
Never miss a show. Listen on demand. Click the Troy Murphy Show on the 2RSR.com.au homepage program guide.